November 2nd, 2014 AD, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We thank you, divine Holy Spirit, Jah Jesus Spirit. We thank you for dwelling in each soul throughout the planet and in the heavens and in the hellish regions. We thank you for your love. We thank you for protection. We thank you for great health. Son of God, Jah Jesus, the Son of God, we love you. We thank you, Jah Jesus, for creating our bodies. We thank you for creating this planet Earth. We thank you for your love for us. It's divine love. And we thank you for your patience and your mercy upon this great planet Earth. So be it. Amen.
Eternal thanksgiving. Christ fire, Jah Jesus, we love you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we praise you, we adore you, sweetheart, Jesus Christ, baby. Glory to you forever. Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus,
Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus,
baby.
Jah Jesus,
baby.
Jah Jesus,
baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus,
baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus,
baby. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus,
baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, baby.
Glory to Jesus Christ. Welcome live. Welcome live. Jesus Christ Almighty, Son of God University.
We got that right. This is Son of God University, ladies and gentlemen. We're glad to be here. We have another dynamic program for you. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes,
the Son of God, who have this planet here just for us to overcome, to become gods and goddesses. That's the main deal of the thrill here on Son of God University. We're here to tell you how to live that dynamic life, how to overcome. That is each person's destiny. Not your mission, it's your destiny. Our mission here is on Son of God University to reveal the truth, but everyone's destiny is to overcome, to become a god or goddess. And it's with your free will. You have the free will, and that's Jah Jesus' kingdom. Free will is very, very important. If you want it, you can have it. If you don't want it, it's okay, because we're going to grow and glow if you don't want it.
That's right, baby. We want to first of all talk about the Puget Sound region.
Marysville.
Marysville High School. Marysville, yeah, Pilchuck High School. It's very touching around the nation and around the world. You probably heard about the children that get shot by the gunman that was a student in the high school. And I was touched, and many were touched. My brother was touched, and many people around the world were touched by that incident. And that's in Holy Ghost, Washington headquarters. Marysville is right in the north Snohomish County area near Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, I used to hang out there a lot over there.
That's
Marysville,
right.
Very great area.
Yes.
Puget Sound, Snohomish County. Yes, very love vibration.
That's right, baby. And so the people, they've been out of school for a whole week. I'm sure you heard about it on the news, about the school shootings and what the earth is happening to these people. Over 86 schools have been shot at within the last couple of years, and this has got to stop. But we, Son of God University, we give our condolences and our love, grieving, and greetings to Marysville Mount Pilchuck High School in Marysville, Washington. We are with you. We stand with you as the Son of God University. We love you, and over there in the Puget Sound region, and we were touched by the pro football team, the Seattle Seahawks of Seattle, Washington, had the football players come to their stadium and practice and to meet the players. I thought that was so wonderful. And they have gotten a lot of love from the people, and we back you up. You know, we want to acknowledge you. We feel you. We are with you. And we celebrate with you the life of those who passed on into the next life that they might learn in the classroom of life. And I hear that the Marysville High School, they was out for a week. They will go back tomorrow morning, Pacific Standard Time Zone, at 10:30 in the morning. Usually school starts around 7:40, I believe, but they're going to have like a special edition of reinitiation, you know, getting back to school for about, 4 hours, from 10:30 to around 2:30-ish. They're going to have an assembly, and you think that'd be good for the children to get reacquainted with the classmates?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, that was a big shock for everybody. I mean, it was really, matter of fact, I stopped due there, and all these reefs, all this stuff, all on the fence there. I mean, people are sending forth love, especially the Puget Sound is known for that. Right. When something happens, you know the Puget Sound, Holy Ghost City is always the first one up to step up to the plate.
Right.
Where if it's here or where if it's in overseas or some other country, the Puget Sound reacts very wonderfully. I got to give that credit. Lots of love, lots of helping hands, lots of this. It's beyond words. But this situation is bringing people together. This situation is being transformed, you know. And so it's a shock that it happened, but like the guy that did, I mean, he was a prince. He was a Native American, you know.
Right.
And, so it's a sad situation, but we're going to transform it to a positive situation here at Holy Ghost headquarters.
That's right, baby. And, you know, it's amazing how you and I are on different missions at times. Like I sent my brother back to the United States over there in the Puget Sound, and on Wednesday I was over in South England.
Mm-hmm.
South England with Reverend Jay John.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the people are familiar with him. That guy, my brother into the world that are listening right now, that guy's into the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, when he prays, Reverend Jay John, that guy, I want to give credit to him because I felt him. That guy was really into Jesus. You see, because they're listening, they're waking up, the people are waking up. And America, you better wake up, sweethearts, because, hey, England is passing you up in many spiritualities because...
I said that. The UK is on it, man. The UK, I mean, over there, anything that's said here is done.
Right.
I mean, like... The treat for the needy. I mean, that started. It was way doing that, and they were doing even. They had their pumpkins, you know, with the candle, the light, and had services. I mean, they were on it. They are putting this knowledge to use. That's one thing about the UK. I gotta say, I gotta give credit to where credit is due. The UK is on it.
That's right, baby. So see, that shows you that the people that want to do right, that they want to activate the principle of Jesus Christ, it can be done. Those that want to be lazy, they will be lazy still. The book of Revelation, the 21st chapter, it says, them that are holy, let them be holy still. Them that are filthy, let them be filthy still. Them that are righteous, let them be righteous still. And you can go on and on. Them that are lazy boys, let them be lazy boys still. You see, it goes on. So that people, like my brother said earlier, you have a choice to worship and serve the Lord Jesus Christ, or we can be, you know, slow, dingbats, and, you know, and take it for granted. Reverend Jay John, that guy, when he was introducing prayer, he went right to Lord Jesus. I thought that was so goodified. You know, he said, Lord Jesus, thou creator of all human race, we love you, we thank you. You know, he was praying, and I'm going to listen. I said, that sounds like Son of God University disciples. He was doing a fantabulous job. And when he prayed for the people to get saved, you know, the redemptive prayer, he went straight to the Lord Jesus. He didn't say like the traditional people in America, Father, Lamb, in the name of Jesus. You know, he didn't, because that becomes so traditional in the churches. It's like it's a ritual. The ritual, sweethearts, they got to stop. You got to come to the realization. You got to feel Jesus Christ. You got to adore Jesus Christ. Like we talked about the other day when we were saying how Jesus Christ created this earth. You know, he was instructed by the Father God, and then after he got the instruction and the knowledge that he began to create, and he came up with the principle that the earth is going to be full of sin. He foresaw everything that was happening, and so it was high time that the earth be recreated by Jesus Christ, and he did a wonderful, good job about that. because Satan fell and all that kind of good stuff and strange stuff that happened. And, you know, people, different experiences have been happening about the power of the name of Jesus. Somebody called in the other day, get ready to baptize that football, my brother. We're going to baptize this football. Somebody called in on another religious network station, and they say, and they asked a question about the power of the baptism in Jesus' name. And the minister that was conducting the program, he couldn't answer it, my brother. He got kind of dumbfounded. And I'm not going to mention any names because we don't want to speak negative of anybody, of any denomination, of any religious movement. But if they had been up on their toes in the scripture, it plainly says, as you would demonstrate in a few minutes, about the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Because he said, the caller said, can I get into heaven? I don't recall that somebody told me the question, so I don't want to over exaggerate and under, you know. But I remember when I was informed, they said that it was pertaining to should I get baptized in Jesus' name? And they probably said some more about is it essential or will I make it into heaven? But I remember the solid question: is it important to get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? What did you say, my brother, on that subject?
Oh yeah, it's
mandatory. Which
yeah, it's mandatory. It's essential that you be baptized in the dynamic name of Jesus Christ. I mean, that's the name of power. Remember, the Father gave this plan over. Allah, Jehovah, gave this plan over to Jesus.
Yes.
Every knee shall bow to. It didn't say Jehovah. Jesus, baby.
That's right.
That's what it is about. It's about Jesus. This is Jesus' planet. If somebody would come here, you wouldn't think it is by the people who pray, especially in America. They always say, Our Father. And most of the time, they're not thinking about Father Jesus.
Right.
They think about Father. It's where your mind, your conscience is through Allah, Jehovah. Basically, He's not legal on this planet. I always teach the Bible that you're not legal on this planet. So Jesus is. I mean,
right.
The Father is very powerful. But remember, His words can't return to Him void. He gave this planet to Jesus. Jesus created it. He created your bodies. He put the ghost holy in you. He had a plan. The Father acknowledged it, and He said, you're in charge of that. So Jesus is in charge of this planet. And Jesus created not only this planet, but trillions of other planets.
Yes.
This mighty God is something else, you know. The Father's always bragging on the Son.
Right.
He created trillions of planets. You can't even, it'll blow our mind to think, in our infinite mind, how many planets Jesus created. But this is His favor because it's the most wickedest, but you can grow the fastest. The Father was telling me, I was having a conversation with Him, Allah Jehovah. He said that the other planets, they have it real good. So they have it so good, they progress very slow. Very slow. Here, it's so wicked, either you're going to make it or you're not going to make it. So you have a choice here. So you're going to grow fast here, especially today. When you see stuff like Marysville happen, this and that, and tsunamis going, stuff like that, you're going to get on your P's and Q's and say, hey, what's going to help me? What's going to protect me in this? How am I going to endure this planet? And it's only through Jesus' power, Jesus' Holy Spirit.
Whoa, dude. That's a lot of power right there. You said we got to progress through Jesus Christ's Holy Spirit. We feel that because that's the power of love, the power of liberty, and the pursuit of ecstasy. Now, some of the things I want to cover that as moved by energy, how different experiences that people had about this powerful name.
Why don't you go in Bothell, Washington, Puget Sound.
Okay.
You remember, you told me you was here one time when the Bible caught on fire.
Yeah.
Remember the Bible caught on fire. It was the guy had a demon possessed house.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, exactly. It was in the Bothell, Washington, in the United States of America, Western United States, right near the Seattle area. The guy, it's a mansion or some kind of house he bought, and he said that there was demons in the house, and he had a Bible, and the Bible caught on fire. The devils, you know, burned up in front of him, and then he had the crosses, the holy cross of Jesus Christ, and they were flying across the room. And so, and the guy been living there close to 2 years, and he said before that people, they didn't stay in there no longer than 5 months because the house was haunted. And he, the guy said he talked to some priest, and but obviously the priest did not give him the antidote because he is still going through the problem. And I pray that you are listening, whoever you may be. I didn't get your name, but I know who you are, and may you be blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to exercise that demon for out of your house. The fastest way is to exercise or get rid of that demon is, I'll give you an example. You say, devil, I send you to hell in the dynamic name of God Jesus Christ. The blood of God Jesus Christ is against you. And then you go further to make him know who the being who gives this Holy Spirit. You say, in the name of God Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I bind you to the pit of hell not to return. You are now exiting this house. This house is no longer haunted. It is sanctified and blessed by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, sweet ones, you don't have to tolerate this foolishness. You see, the reason why these devils play the games and why they haunt the house is because the people that are trying to exorcise or get rid of the demons, they don't know what name to use. They may say, in the name of the Holy Father, in the name of the Holy Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. That's not enough. Those are the titles of the power. You got to get right down to the gritty nitty or reverse nitty gritty, and you got to say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, I send you to the pit of hell. Don't just send them nowhere. Send them somewhere. Send them where they belong, you see. And if the guy or the family in Bothell, Washington, or any other areas of the world, if you have demons in your house and you have haunted spirits and things like that going on, send them sons of bees to hell. Send them to the pit of hell. You have that right. You have that right as a son of God on the earth or as a saint of God on the earth to send them negative spirits to the pit of hell. You don't have to go to the torture.
So does anybody, my loving brother, have that power, or does just the priest have that power? Because I know in Revelation it says all that believe on his name, priests. So is that confirmed that everybody that's born to have that blessed Holy Ghost in them?
Yes, exactly right. In the book of Mark, the 16th chapter, it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my, see, Jesus was talking to them. He said, in my name, you shall cast out devils. There it is right there. You shall speak with new tongues with the Holy Ghost. You shall heal the sick and raise the dead. It's proof that any disciple, you don't have to be a priest or a preacher or a cardinal or a pastor or an evangelist or not even a Sunday school teacher. You can be a regular person who is in love with Jesus Christ. And you have that authority. Any believer and lover of Jesus Christ has that divine authority from the Almighty Son of God to go forth and kick the devil in his ass. Send him to hell where he belongs.
You got that right, baby.
Yes.
God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus, baby. Because, see, we have the power, sweetheart babies. But the thing is, the churches, they have thrown themselves in the drought. And it's high time that the people all over the planet wake up and stop being asleep, especially in America. The American churches have went to sleep. And now they have to wake up, and the people are hearing us. That's why the church, you know, speaking of the churches, the Mars Hill church movement, I heard they're going to dissolve. They're having problems, you see. And the pastor that once belonged there, they were told to dispel, either become affiliated with another denomination or to dissolve by January 1, 2015. And we love them and we bless them. I don't know if the Puget Sound region is the originator of that movement, but I know there's, you know, a few out there in the outer Washington, North America area. But things are happening. Why is the churches are falling or closing down? Because the name of the Son of God is not being exalted. And what's this other lady? There's a lady in the Midwest. Let's see. Some other experience I was going to talk about this, the demons. Is that Annie? Am I Annie Lee lady? Did I mention to you?
I don't remember that. I think you may have just kind of briefly said something about it.
Okay.
Well, I think it was Annie.
Okay, let me cover this lady, this sweetheart that I knew. She did live in the United States, northwestern, let me get this, I've been out of the planet, midwestern United States, in the city of Youngstown, Ohio. It used to be the still capital of the world. this sweet lady named Annie Lee, not to be confused with Anna Lee, you know, that wrote the Skyrim. This is a sweetheart lady, and I talked about this sometime before, but it's always very pretty because we get new people, and they want to hear the truth. And so this sweet lady, her house was haunted. And by me knowing her personally, you know, it's real. Not that the other guy in Boston is not real, but I know this lady, sweet lady, very attractive, beautiful lady. And she said, you know, her house was haunted, and devils were coming in there, and I think her windows were shattering. I said, oh, we can't have that foolishness. She lived on the same block that I lived on at that Dunder Cox days.
Mm-hmm.
And on Willis Avenue, I remember that, near Hellman Street. I said, wait a minute, we can't have that foolishness. And so she said, either some divine angel or some person she came in contact with. And they told her about this Pentecostal church around the corner from us, where we lived at that time. And she went to Jesus Christ, Mount Calvary, Pentecostal church. And they talked about the name of Jesus very strong. They worship Jesus. They baptize in Jesus' name. And they believe in exercising demons. You don't have to be Catholic to get demons exercised. You can be Pentecostal. Like my brother said, actually, you can be any saint that has the power and love for Jesus. So the lady, Annie Lee, she got in contact and with the priest or the minister of that particular assembly. And she went there for a brief time. And when I talked to her again, I heard her talking to my mom. And she said, you know, this power in the name of Jesus. I said, wait, I can listen to this. And they baptize in the name of Jesus. I said, they do? They don't use the title Father, Son, and Holy Ghost like the majority of the Christian movement? No, they use the name of Jesus. And I was fascinated by that conversation. And I checked out that temple, and I went over and I said, oh, I like this. You know, I may not agree with everything, but it's like charisma, happiness, jubilation. They were into the Holy Spirit and clean living saints. And that lady, after she had an experience and the demons were cast out of the house where she lived, because she activated what the minister told us, they just say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you to the pit of hell, or something to this effect, like I told you earlier. So therefore, her house was demon-free. And then shortly after that, she had the nerve to move to Los Angeles. And I wanted her to stay there because I was there. But it's amazing. She moved, I moved. Not because she moved, but, you know, the Spirit of Christ had me there during the call, you know, time and stuff like that, and then just moved on. So what do you think about that, my brother? What would you say about that, Annie Lee and the guy in Bato?
Well, basically, they should definitely use the name of Jah Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I mean, that's the name of power. That's the name of authority. The demons are not going to do anything until you use that name. You can use Father, Son, Christ. Mm-hmm. I don't care, Lord. It's not going to do anything.
What about
when
that,
you
Lord
say,
Christ? Well, Lord
Christ. That's no power.
Oh.
No power.
Oh,
no,
you gotta have a name. Right?
You gotta have a name.
Okay.
You know, you gotta have a name.
Okay.
You know, the only name I know, and the name that everyone knows that's in this Jah Jesus Christ vibration is Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, or just Jesus, or Lord Jesus.
Right.
You use that name, that gets the devil's attention. They're going to say, wait a minute, let me get out of here. They're using the name of authority. And
right.
When you use that name of authority, and I'm talking to the people, because we're talking to people who's in the hell regions also,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to believe, but people that are in heavens, they're hearing this. People on earth are hearing this.
Right.
People in the hell regions are hearing. So I'm speaking to the people in hell because they are allowed. Jesus is allowing them to hear our program. That's in hell. They are allowed to come in here in the heavens, thousands of levels of heaven.
Yes.
They are allowed to hear us. So I'm speaking to the ones that are in hell because they are going through something. My brothers and sisters there, you use that powerful name of Jah Jesus, you will get delivered out of hell. Repeat again. You use that powerful name of Jah
Jesus.
You use that name, my loving brothers and sisters, you will be delivered out of hell. You will go into purgatory, and then you will go up to the kingdom of light. So if you want to get out of that realm of seeing big, giant spiders and all this negative stuff going on down hell, use that powerful name, and you'll be delivered. And that goes for my brothers and sisters on the planet Earth with physical flesh bodies. Use that powerful name. I don't care if you have demons in your house haunted. I don't care if you have demons in you. I don't care if you're living with demons. It's so much stuff going. People have tormented minds. The demons are doing. It's so much negative stuff going on. Use the powerful name of Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus brings you delivered.
That's right.
There's no way. Yes. I mean, the churches, like my brother say, I'm sorry to say, the churches in America are not using the name.
Right.
The devil has tricked them. They tricked them. They use Lord. What Lord? Lord Buddha?
Right.
Lord Krishna? What Lord are you talking about? It's millions of Lords.
Right.
You know? What Lord? You got to be specific around here, because you use those names, it's no power. The powerful name is Jah Jesus, baby. You use that name, you get instant deliverance. Plus, you get help from the gods,
right,
the goddesses. You get help from the Holy Spirit. You get angels that help you, destroying angels, judgment angels. You got a ministry angel. You get all that. When you use that name, everything happens.
That's right.
So it's a powerful name. And we're just, in America, we're just like lackadaisy, like, oh, I'll use Lord. That's a lazy way. What Lord? Then you say, Father this, Father. What Father?
Right.
Pray in Jesus' name. Pray to Jesus directly. You don't have to go to Allah Jehovah.
You mean we can pray to the Son,
yeah,
of God like Reverend Jay John did?
Oh, yeah.
And the Yukai?
That's the only way to pray, my brother.
Oh.
My loving brother, that's the only way to pray. That's the only way you can pray that Jah Jesus is going to hear you. It's through, it gets his attention when you say Jah Jesus. Very few prayers, and you look at the TV. I don't look at TV.
Right.
You see those people.
Yes,
it's always Father.
Right.
What Father?
Right.
And their prayers never get answered. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not using the powerful name of Jesus. They're not going directly to the source. You know, they're saying Father. They're saying Lord. They scream. They're doing all that stuff. You could do all that stuff. You could do the hymn and you could do all that stuff. Nothing's going to happen.
But what if they say, oh, Lamb, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus? You know how some of them churches,
yeah,
are Baptist.
No power. No authority. You know, you're wasting time.
But they're singing a song.
You might as well be at work. I mean, it's just,
right.
It's you're wasting time. You know, you notice when people start using Jah Jesus, baby, in the churches, everybody starts standing up.
Yes.
Everybody starts getting happy. When they start singing Jesus, we've been in many churches.
That's right.
And as soon as they start saying Jesus, everybody gets happy. Why is that? It's the name of power. It's the name of authority. When you start saying that, the angels start coming around. The gods start coming around. The Holy Spirit is activated.
Yes.
But when you notice that, when they say,
yeah,
Jesus,
right,
everybody starts standing up.
Exactly.
Everybody starts getting happy. But when it's no Lord and stuff, then they got to try to pump it up with some good music, with the organ and stuff, to get people riled up,
right,
instead of the name of Jah Jesus. That's what the charismatic, that's what they do. It's not Holy Ghost. Activate charismatic. They get the swing of the beat, and so that gets people activated instead of Jah Jesus. When you start singing about Jah Jesus, that powerful name, notice, my ministers, you will get your,
yes,
congregation activated, haptified. It has to happen. It's going to happen if you use that powerful name.
That's right, baby. Because when you become so intoxicated and so in love with Jah Jesus, when you recognize the love, affection that you have for the Holy Spirit of Jah Jesus that's in us right now, Jah Jesus lives inside of us. The same power that resurrects Jesus is the same power that lives within us. The light of Christ, the Christ eternal energy, the Christ fire, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Word up within us. So you see, this omnipresent sacred energy, this happy, joyful power, it's imperative that everybody in the universe have this power. It's because this power is the force to love. This power, or shall I say, the active force of love. And this power that we're talking about that lives inside the book is what Jesus Christ wants. He came to this wonderful earth as he was ascending in the heavens after his assassination, and he told the people, hey, you know, you must receive this power. And he said, I must go away. I am with you, but the Holy Spirit shall be in you. And so the disciples, many of them were gravitated because they were so infatuated with the person of Jesus Christ being right there with them. But he told them, you will progress more grandly when I disappear, because when I disappear, then the Holy Spirit will reappear. That Holy Ghost will dwell inside of you, and the Spirit of the Sons will energize you and guide you and direct you. you see, and to become in love with this power. Because just think, you get a body massage. They only massage in your muscles, your tissues, and your body. But just think of having the holy light living inside the temple, and the holy light is massaging our blood. Isn't that beautiful, my brother?
It's definitely beautiful because to reiterate what you was talking about when Jesus Christ ascended. Now, check this out, my loving brothers and sisters. When he was ascending on a cloud, the cloud was, it was solidified.
Yes.
And it was big. It was large as the city of Bothell, Washington. That's large as a city.
Right.
This cloud he was ascending on. The people were so gravitated because, remember, Jesus was on this planet, and he was glowing.
Yes.
I mean, he was glowing with radiant light. They were so attached and so in love with the being.
Right.
And, you know, he was starting to ascend. They were holding on to his feet. They was holding on to that solidified cloud. It was like over 500 people there at that situation. And at least hundreds was holding on to that as he was ascending. And he went up about 125 feet. And then he had mercy. He said, hey, I got to come back down. These people, you know. They were on the cloud hanging 125 feet in the air,
yes.
You know, holding on to him and to that solidified cloud. Now, this cloud is as big as a city as Bothell, Washington, in the great Holy Ghost city, Snohomish County, part of King County.
Yes.
But anyway, it was huge. So he went back down, and he taught them for 3 days about the omnipresent energy that you should be infatuated with.
Yes.
He told them, basically, don't be infatuated with me. I did my thing.
Right.
I'm going to send you a holy comforter, and it should be with you for always. Be enlightened by this Holy Ghost that's within you, that's all around you. When you get this power, that's going to be my power that's in you. And you're going to be enlightened and motivated by that power. It's going to help you. It's going to guide you. It's going to make you young. It's going to help you to overcome, to become gods and goddesses. You're going to be able to live forever. He was teaching them that for 3 days.
Right.
He had to go back down and teach them. Then after that, he started to levitate, and they just looked at him. You know, they didn't gravitate this time because he gave them the word of knowledge about how to use this power. Don't be dependent on me. And that's why I tell a lot of brothers, you can praise Jesus. Jesus gets happy and turns flips, and the Father drinks a brew when you start praising this Holy Ghost within you.
Yes.
When you start getting happy with this Holy Ghost in you, and when you get the baptized. See, a lot of people talk about the Holy Ghost, but how you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost by praising the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As you start praising him and worshiping him, he's the one that baptizes you with the Holy Ghost. So you got to go through him. So as you praise this Lord Jesus Christ, the physical being.
Yes.
Now, the Holy Ghost is named Jah Jesus also.
Right.
I'm saying Jah Jesus, the physical being, the Son of God who came and died. As you praise this individual being, he will baptize the Holy Ghost and give you all this energy will come upon you. That's all I can say. You'll be filled with energy. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Once you get that, you're on your way. But you have to get that. People talk about it. We want to tell you how to get it because I'm going to tell you, people don't want you to get it. A lot of these ministers started to say, you know why? Because when you have that, you have the power, and you don't need nobody. All you need is the Holy Ghost. You know, like the Father was telling me, I said, well, I don't really need Jesus. He said, oh, wait a minute. He said, I like that. He said, you don't. I don't. I have the Holy Ghost. That's what he wants you to have. And see, once, my brothers and sisters, you get that Holy Ghost, you are free because you have that power within you. And you can do. You can go and glow with that power. You have everything. All you need is within you. You have it. And once you get that, you can start growing. You'll know what to do. You'll know what your mission is. You know everything. You know how to eat. You know what to wear. You know how to become still and know that I am God and how your body becomes transformed by that energy. You'll know everything, what to do. And you won't need a preacher because the scripture says, cursed is he put his trust in the armor of flesh. You got to be totally in love with this ghost holy within you. That's our main mission. Don't depend on Son of God University. Don't depend on your minister. Depend on the Ghost Holy. And that's Jesus' message. That's the message that he gave those 3 days that people don't know. He taught them to depend on the Holy Ghost within them. Remember, he breathed on them with the Holy Ghost. But see, they weren't ready. He breathed them. They could have got it, but they weren't ready. So they have to wait till Pentecost, and they had to get ready to say who the they didn't know who to pray to. They were arguing. We pray to the Father. Don't you pray to the Son? This, that. Then they all agree. Once they all agree, it's God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost came.
That's right. Exactly.
It came just like that. Once you start praising the Holy God, Jesus, you know who's the God. You start praising him in your individual worship. You don't have to be at no church. You pray individually, worship, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. God, Jesus, see everything. He'll bring the Holy Ghost to come. An angel will come with the Holy Ghost, or he'll come. The Holy Ghost will be baptized up on that individual.
Are you saying that 2,000 years is past, plus or minus, of Jesus Christ coming to the planet? Are you still saying that the Lord Jesus Christ will still baptize souls with the Holy Ghost to die?
It's a continuation, my loving brother. Oh, yeah. You're still baptizing. Because
but Jesus went to heaven. He's way up there.
That's the point. Oh. Remember? He stated he's going to send his what? Holy Ghost.
Oh.
He's going to send his comforter.
That's right.
You know, it's going to come. You know, the Holy Comfort, it comforts you. Yeah. It wants you to be happy and comfortable. It doesn't want you to be sick. There's no reason for people to be sick. If you're sick, go to the Holy Ghost within you. Talk to the Holy Ghost. Get infatuated with the Holy Ghost. Be still and know that I am God within you. And so be infatuated with that. You want to stay youngified, get youngified. Be in holy communion with the Holy Ghost within you. Everything is within you, all around you. That omnipresent energy that my loving brother keeps telling you about, that divine energy, that's what we want. My loving brother, tell them about the two scriptures that a lot of people are taking for granted or they don't understand. The one that the first one that says, like, when you go up in the air, and about the omnipresent energy, that is about the omnipresent energy, we can see him. And then also tell them about the one that he is in the world.
Okay. On the Thessalonians, we haven't forgot about the baptism of the ball. I know people go, wait, they don't baptize a football? What? What? This is we're all coming to, baby. Okay, and we'll get into that. First Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, it says, in the King James Version and many versions, it says, and we shall all be caught up together, I'm just quoting part of it, to meet the Lord in the air, and them that are asleep shall not be prevented from coming back to, which is those that are dead, shall wake up, be aroused, and come to life, and they too, along and with those that are alive and remain alive, shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and we shall forever be with the Lord. Okay, you go back to the Gutenberg and some of the, even the earlier translations, it says, we shall be caught up in Ruach. Ruach. We shall be caught up in Ruach in the ancient Hebrew and Aramaic, or Una Roka. We shall be caught up in the atmosphere of Una Roka. Una Roka is the top Holy Ghost or top Holy Spirit. So in the English, it gets thrown off. You see, the translators, they put air. You got to find, what air are they talking about? They talk about natural air? Or the light of Christ? Well, the light of Christ, the eternal Ruach, or Holy Spirit, the atmosphere of energy. So the people that praise and backed up by the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are filled with this Holy Spirit energy, as they progress, when their time is ready to be translated like Enoch of old, they will be transformed and caught up in energy. But see, the people, that's what the Rapture doctrine came about 200 and some years ago in 1800. This one lady, Ellen White, various others, might have, you know, checked into it, and they made that a doctrine, and they said, well, we're going to all be cut up. No, people. It's an individuality, and when the people are ready and they appear by themselves and they are in love with the Almighty Jesus Christ, then their turn will come. And they, it's like it says, Annalise Skyrin, while in her room, was taken up in June of 1951. So the rapture done came and gone because Annalise was, you know, but see, it's an individual caught up. And she, and so as people are progressing and people that are in love, you don't want to wait for people because these churches are not in Pentecost status.
So you're saying that, my loving brother, that it's not going to be a massive all one day that all the Christians is going to be picked up, gravitate to the air, to Jesus' realm, and meet him in the air. You're saying that's a false doctrine.
Yes, that's man-made. You see, man-made doctrine because, and people are finding out, I can name some ministers, but I won't to protect their identity, which I think is very cool, that they're bold like us, and they're saying this stuff is man-made.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and people embrace the man-made more than the Christ-made. And so that's verified. And if you study the Greek and the Hebrew, and you find out about ruach, and nephesh, the soul of energy that goes up in the light. You see, Jesus Christ is very merciful. Just think we had to sit back and wait on Sabina to get ready before we get transplanted. We'll never get transplanted because Sabina is not living the light. And I'm just using that name. If anybody out there named Sabina, don't be offended. I can say Susie, you see. And nobody has to wait for another to be taken up in glory. When the person has proved their love for Jesus Christ, just like Enoch of old, Genesis the 5th chapter verse 24, Hebrews 11th chapter verse 5, it says, by faith or by the divine energy, by light of Christ, Enoch was translated that he should not experience physical death, and he was no longer mortal because he was transformed and became immortal by the powers of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you deny that, I don't know what to say to you folks because the scripture tells the truth. There are 800,000 words in the Bible, and they are 1,189 chapters in the Bible, and they do not deny, both Old and New Testament, they don't deny this power of transfiguration. It always was, always is, and always shall be universes without end.
Explain what transfiguration is, my loving brother, because we've got always millions of people listening.
Okay.
It's, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, it's trillions of people listening
right
from this planetary system.
Yes.
So we got heavenly people and the thousands and millions of heavenly realms. Mm-hmm. Then we got earth people on this earth. Then we got people in the hellish realm.
Right. Okay. What was that question?
I'm talking about
translation. Okay,
tell what translates, because you say translation and they don't.
Transfiguration. Okay.
I don't think a lot of people may understand that.
No, you're right. Okay, transfiguration, it's verified in the book of Mark. As a matter of fact, all the synoptic gospels have that when Jesus was transfigured up on the mountain with Moses and Elijah, and Moses and Elijah already underwent transfiguration, years ago. But when Jesus' time came, in the New Testament timing, they came down to witness that great transfiguration. Transfiguration is when your physical body has entered into an ultimate state of perfection, and so therefore you are baptized with fire. That's part of the Holy Ghost. That fire takes your physical body, you have overcame sin, and you are in a status where you can never die. Verify, people say, what the
fuck? Is that a physical body, or is that a spiritual
body?
Your spiritual body.
That's a physical body. That's right, my beautiful loved ones. The physical body, just like Jesus' physical body, it dwells in the heavens. Our physical body have the power and the privilege to overcome sin and attain perfection on the earth as we are in love with Jesus Christ. And if we're in love with the Jesus Christ Holy Spirit energy, we will be changed. That's what 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, said we shall be changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. We shall not all die, or we shall not all sleep, same thing, but we shall all be changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. That we shall all be changed is when the person has gotten to that realm that their physical body will be baptized with all this fire that they will bump death. You bypass death. And you get to the point that your physical body becomes illuminated by the Holy Spirit, and you attain eternal youth, and you cannot die world without end. And when you get at that level, you are beyond hunger, beyond thirstiness, beyond sleep. You don't even have to take showers. You are automatically purified.
So basically, that thing, you can go with the speed of thought. You think a thought, you're there.
Yes.
You know, you can levitate. And another thing, I don't want to interrupt you, but as far as Enoch, as far as when Enoch, nor his Hermes, when they built that pyramid with the angels and stuff, learned that energy, about the energy, then they took the ships to the Great Northwest, Holy Ghost City.
Right.
They were using that power with the rocks, and the rocks guided them. It lit up. It guided them. When they got there, they start levitating and start building their buildings with light energy.
Yes.
Their buildings were light. They were in the Northwest was scary then because it had these tall mountains.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, it was, they were high. Like, I think Mount Rainier was like 23,000 feet. I mean, it was scary. It was all these big trees, these big mountains, the seven hills represent the seven spirits. It was tall trees. It was foggy. And if you've been in the Great Northwest, this is Holy Ghost headquarters, the state of Washington, in the great U.S. of A. You go there, you have to get, it's all kind of rivers and lakes. And so they were levitating. They knew the power. They were using that power. They were levitating, and their houses was built of crystal light.
Right, right.
They built, the angels that taught them how to build the pyramids, they brought over here and built in the Great Northwest. That's why this is a great area, you know. They built the kingdom of light. They were living in houses. They were living in thought. They want fire. They think it. It comes on.
But were they in the Jesus Christ? That was 5,000 years ago.
They were in the Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. Heavenly.
Because Enoch of old taught them that.
Right.
That whole city was taken up. It's called the City of Enoch, you know. It was taken up. And there's another name called the City of what?
City of Light?
Yeah. It was another. But anyway,
right.
This great city, all the people worked together, and they were into the Christ-like energy.
Right.
You know, they were levitating. They built their houses of light. They knew how to do that, you know. And so using this energy, like my brother said, it's all about the energy.
Right, right.
That's why our university is called Son of God University, S-U-N,
U-N.
The light of Christ, the power and energy of God, Jesus Christ, baby.
That's right, baby. And our the name of our university is verified in the book of Malachi and the book, the last book of the Old Testament in the average Bible. And it's in the, I believe it's the 4th chapter, verse 18. And it says, "And the Son, S-U-N, our righteousness shall arise with healing in his power."
Explain that to them, my loving brother.
Okay. In the Bible, it says, the Son of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Okay. You think, is he a chicken wing? No. But healing in his wings is power. The wings symbolically of the power. And the Son of Righteousness shall arise in you. The Christ force, the Holy Spirit, the energy, the divine Shekinah glory shall arise in you and take you up in love. That Son of Righteousness is the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you experience that, it's exciting, my beautiful one. Just thinking on it makes me feel like I want to just lift off right now. Like I just want to fly higher than the bird, and just glorify the eternal energy. Because when you fasten your mind and you become aware of this divine, loving, Holy Spirit energy, that is the power of the universe. That is the love of God made manifest in our flesh temple. And so there is so much to cover in this, and it's all through the opening of the divine dynamic name of Jesus or Jesus. Because when you get into Jesus, I tell you, Jesus, the divine Son of God's name, that name is the same name of the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus told us, you know, hey, go ye therefore and teach all nations all power. First of all power is given to him in heaven and earth, Matthew 28 chapter. And he got all the power. Just think, in the heavens and on the earth, Christ is on earth. People don't realize that. Well, I thought he was in heaven. He is in heaven, omnipresent. Jesus Christ is in heaven. Jesus Christ is on earth. Jesus Christ is within all of us. And so, therefore, we bring forth the divine eternal light of Jesus Christ the mighty, and we begin to ascend with the power of love, and then the eternal energy begins to manifest in our beautiful bodies, and the Spirit of Christ will take over our temple, and we become the temples of the living Christ, and Christ in us, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:26-27. It says, "Know ye not that to wit before the foundation of the world, the mystery that was hid up before the foundation of the world, Christ in you. Look at the power that my brother was talking about. We got the eternal divine Christ, the almighty power of the Lord Jesus Christ, living inside of us. How can we be so dead? We have to be excited. We have to be jubilant. We have to be alive. We have something to live for. Let's prepare to baptize this ball. This ball, football is going to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 2:38, 2nd chapter verse 38, it says that the Peter said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, you may ask, is the ball full of sin? No. But we bless these footballs and basketballs, and this is football season, and the football was ready to be baptized again, this other one, and it's like we honor the name of Jesus Christ so much. We adore the name of Jesus Christ. We worship the name of Jesus Christ. We recognize that the power that in the name of Jesus Christ the mighty, because when you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ the mighty, and you worship Jesus Christ, God, all things work together for the Son of God. Go for it, my son.
I now baptize this ball. This ball has Jah Jesus Christ on it. Jah Jesus is just loaded with Jah Jesus on it. It's a nice, dynamic football. Right now, I baptize this football in the dynamic name of Jah Jesus. We now baptize this in the dynamic name of Jah Jesus. Baby.
You heard it live, right? Here on Sunday.
We baptize the football. Before, I want to ask you one more question.
Okay.
About that other scripture, which is going to be very prevalent.
Oh, yeah.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Explain that, my loving brother.
Okay, beautiful. But you know, a lot of people, they hear that scripture, and they don't get the he's and the he's and the who's. Well, in the King James Version, again, it says in the book of the Epistles of John, and it says, greater is he, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Okay, now if we go back to the original translation of the Holy Spirit translation, greater is Holy Spirit energy inside of you than Jesus Christ who is manifesting in the world. Now the religious people say, what did you say? What did you say? You speaking against Jesus Christ? No, sweetheart, nigga bite. I'm not speaking against Jesus. We're just letting you know what the original text, it was comparing that Jesus, even Jesus himself has said it. He said it in the earlier Johns, that in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, he verified it. He said, I am with you. I am Spirit of Truth. I am with you. But I shall be in you. And they said, well, how's he going to be in this? And you, he had to set the word, how is this going to be? And he told them, but the Spirit of Truth is with you now, but shall be in you. And then he says, another comforter. He said, another one beside me. I am the comforter. I am Jesus Christ, the comforter. That's why he was considered the second comforter. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's the second comforter, Son in the middle. Okay, then he said, I'm going to send the first comforter into you. And that one's going to guide you and direct you into all truth. The omnipresent energy is greater than the being. You may not want to accept that wonderful three hearts, but it's true because it's biblical. It's in the Holy Scriptures. I didn't write it, but yet I did write it. I agree. I was back there in the olden time with the saints, and you were too. If you think hard enough and you open up the record that we all existed with the Almighty God and with His beloved Son Jesus Christ, we were in the classroom of light. We all came from God. We came from Jesus, and so therefore our physical bodies. When we were sent inside of the mother's womb, we didn't just come out of a tadpole from the ocean. We came from the Heavenly Father. And our spirit beings, we were dwelling with the God's Father for eternity of eternity, eons of time to go. And then when our term came for to come to earth, we came sent by the Almighty to dwell upon the earth, to be privileged to come to this earth to bring forth the light. And so therefore, that greater is the Holy Ghost in you than Jesus Christ who was in the world in one form. Now, Jesus Christ is one person, one being, one physical body, but the omnipresent energy of the Holy Ghost is omnipresent everywhere, present at the same time in different time zones. The Holy Spirit can be hither and thither. The Holy Spirit does not have to go hither and thither. Jesus, he went hither and thither. The Holy Spirit don't have to hither and thither go because the Holy Spirit is already there. You see? So, and if you don't comprehend it, talk to the Holy Spirit, my sweetheart. The Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. If you're scared to talk to the Holy Spirit, talk to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, because talking to the Lord Jesus Christ is the secret of the universe. When you talk and communicate with Jesus Christ, and we're going to continue this, sweetheart. Merry Christmas and glory to Jesus Christ, and keep on worshiping Jesus Christ, the canon.
Jesus, baby. 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 Jesus, baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. Jesus, baby. Jesus, baby. Jesus, baby.